7.1 Vitamin D.
You will hear a talk on vitamin D. Read the 10 statements on the candidate copy beforehand. You will have 1 minute for that, then listen to the text. If you think the statement is correct, put a tick under T. If you think the statement is not correct, put a tick under F. You will hear the text twice. After the first listening, you will have 1 minute to answer the questions. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to finalize your answers.
Vitamin D helps bones and muscles to grow strong and healthy. Low levels of vitamin D can lead to problems such as rickets, a deformity mainly found in children. Osteoporosis, the thinning of the bone, is a common problem as people, especially women, get older. But more and more research is suggesting that vitamin D might also help to prevent osteoporosis and many other diseases. The easiest way to get vitamin D is from sunlight. The sun's ultraviolet rays react with skin cells to produce vitamin D. But many people worry about getting skin cancer and skin damage from the sun. As a result, they cover their skin, or wear sunblock, or stay out of the sun. Also, darker-skinned people produce less vitamin D than lighter-skinned people. Production also decreases in older people and those living in northern areas that get less sunlight. Not many foods naturally contain vitamin D. Foods high in this vitamin include oily fish, such as salmon, tuna, and mackerel, and fish liver oils. Small amounts of D are found in beef liver, cheese, and egg yolks, and some people take dietary supplements containing the vitamin. But most of the vitamin D in the American diet comes from foods with D added, like milk. Research in the last few years has shown that low levels of vitamin D may increase the risk of heart attacks in men and deaths from some cancers. Other studies have shown that people with rheumatic diseases have low levels of vitamin D.